Hello, it is July 15, 2014. The time is 3:26 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of New York State, where I live and reside on this Tuesday afternoon. Full day of events thus far. Got up early, loaded up and posted the radio show over there at Tauger Radio. Did a VoiceBo response to a question, and did a road trip this morning up north to Syracuse to take care of some family business, I guess, with my daughter before she goes back to university next month. Of course, we're going to have to go back up there next week because we found a little discrepancy on some things, so we're going to go back up. No big deal, just another road trip up to the great city of Syracuse up there in central New York. Of course, I'm down here in the southern tier of New York, Tioga County, upstate New York, that is. And when I got home, I had a little package waiting for me, and you can see from the boo art that it is a screenshot. Yes, I know how to take a screenshot on my new Android, Wooey Glory, and you spell Wooey, H-U-A-W-E-I, Glory. It's an Android-powered smartphone. Yes, I have upgraded from my Java-based LG 800 that I've had for about 3 years. Could get on the web. It's not a smartphone compared to this. Just got completed with transferring my services over from that phone to this phone. And the phone is Android 4.0.4. I guess that's ice cream from what I gather. The operating system. Not the current one, but it is a smartphone nonetheless. It's one of the four that TrackPhone offers. This is probably the one kicker that put me over the top on this particular one. It has an onboard FM radio that I have to plug in the headset to utilize because it uses the earbuds as an antenna. So it also has a 3.5 touchscreen on it compared to the 2.5 inch. I didn't realize how little that was until I got this because it's about the. It's very similar to an iPod Touch that I have. I've got it right next to you and it's the same size as that. But 3.5 inch touchscreen compared to a 2.5 on the LG. On board this Glory, it has a 1 gigahertz processor and a 3G Wi-Fi conductivity. And right now I am currently on Wi-Fi. I do, and it has a 3.2 megapixel camera video recorder, which I think the LG 800 had a 1.2 or something like that. So everything is an improvement across the board. And I've downloaded a couple apps, and the second app I downloaded was the AudioBoo 2 beta for Android off of Google Play, which I am talking to you all now. This is my very first AudioBoo on Android. So I am on Android now also, as well as on iOS for my iPad mini and my iPod touches, as well as utilizing my desktop PC. For AudioBoo. I've just expanded my capability with this smartphone. And it is a smartphone. I like it. I like the feel of it. I like the look of it. I'm first Android and I'm really impressed. Even though it's ice cream, I guess people may have the Galaxy, Samsung Galaxy or whatever, higher operating system, whatever. But I'm really looking at it. This is like light years ahead of where I'm at right now. And I changed my account over as far as transferring. The way TrackPhone works is you buy a card and it gives you 3 months service. And then that minutes, I usually buy a 60 minute card. And on my LG 8, I would get triple minute or double minutes. So that would be turn into 120 minutes I would add for calling and phone and texting. It would take 0.3. I just did a test text and I guess they're charging me a little bit more, but that's okay. I think it's 1 minute per text and whatever I receive. Now, on my new Android Wooey, I get a Wooey Glory. It's a little bit different because it has triple minutes. It's three times. So there's three buckets. There's talk, text, and data. Yes, there is data on this. There's a data plan, and I'll be using that when I need to. I'm not sure. It's just an extra added plus. So if I buy that same 60-minute card, I get triple minutes. So 180 minutes go into the talk, 80 minutes go into text bucket, and 180 minutes go into the data plan. Now I can just if I use up data, I can just buy a data card, and it doesn't increase my service, but they have just individual data cards that I can increase the data. I guess their analogy is, or thought process is, that people will be using more of the data. Because if you buy a regular card, you're going to be just increasing your service plan. So I think it's a great plus. I am really enjoying it, and I'm looking at the. I like the format of the AudioBoo 2 beta here. I gotta watch the buttons on the touch screen. I'm still getting used to that, but so far I am blown out of the water right now on what I see with my new phone. I thought I was gonna have to wait 2 days before I would have to be able to use it, but using the. I didn't even have to go on all my previous phones. I always had to call customer service for TracFone. This time I didn't. I did everything online. I was able to find my account on TracFone and able to add this phone. So I actually have three phones. I've got my LG 800, I've got another LG flip phone, and then this phone. But this is my active phone, and I was able to transfer my current phone number over. So expanded capability because it has 3G capability. I know everybody's up there in 4G, but believe me, if you were to work with this LG 800 on what it had, I tried going into the web-based port of it, but it just takes too long. I don't know if it was still on 2G, or it's almost like on dial-up. So I'm basically the LG 800 was dial-up. The Android Wooey Glory, it's like going DSL to broadband, I guess. Well, DSL at least. I guess if I had an iPhone 5S with a regular service with 4G, that would be broadband, I guess. So that's the comparison. So I'm enjoying this. The BooArt, again, is a snapshot of the AudioBoo 2 beta. What else is on board here? I got some stats up. Oh, I got there's alarm clock on it, Bluetooth, call waiting, caller ID. We'll be using that. Email, FM radio. That's a big plus. It has GPS enable on it. Let's see, MP3 player. The camera, like I said, and I'm really looking forward to using this in my daily endeavors. So that's about all I have. I'm going to go ahead and muddle through on loading this up. My very first AudioBoo on Android using AudioBoo Beta, the Audio 2 Beta off of Google Play. So, you all have a good one. Live life. Have fun. Ciao for now, and peace.